Sometimes we get confused about who we really are. We think that we are our job or the role we play in life. Maybe you've recognized some things that have been interfering in your relationships. Take this opportunity to explore other areas that are holding you back. Get into a comfortable position. Relax any muscles that are tight. Imagine in front of you there is a large, clear plastic bag. As you look at the bag, notice many things about it, especially the clarity with which you can see through the bag to the inside. You can see very clearly what is in this bag. One thing you notice right away is the color inside of the bag. A beautiful purple swirling color, slowly moving around in the bag, almost iridescent. Just for a moment, watch the purple light swirling slowly inside the bag. There are some things that you can place in the bag if you like. Some things about yourself, your thoughts, your ideas, your difficulties, your hopes. Begin by putting into the bag your name and everything it means about you, what it says about you, how it feels to have this name, the sound of it, how it looks on paper. Notice it just swirling in the purple light in the bag. Place in the bag your naked body. Any diseases or conditions. Any parts of your body that aren't working properly. Now place the pain in the bag. Any pain that you have ever had, put it all in the bag. Put your clothing in the bag, your favorite outfit, your entire wardrobe. What you are saying about yourself in your clothes. Put it all in the bag. Place in the bag your hairstyle and your makeup. Notice what it says about you. What kind of statement it makes. what it means about you. Put all that in the bag. Watch it all slowly swirling in the bag. Notice those things that are important to you in the bag. Now put in the bag your furniture, your entire house, everything in your house. Notice all of those things you own, swirling in the purple mist in the bag. Now in the bag, put your car. What it says about you. What you are trying to tell people about yourself. Put your phone in the bag. All of your possessions in the bag. Put your job in the bag. And all those ideas that you are what you do. All your investments, your income, your sources of income, your beliefs about money. And worthiness. Your debts. Your beliefs about work and earning. Your belief that you are not good enough. Put it all in the bag. Put in the bag your mind. And with it, that little voice in the back of your mind that is always telling you what to think and what to do. Put your personality into the bag. Your dreams. Your nightmares. Into the bag. Place in the bag your beliefs. All of your beliefs about men. Women, sex, your sex organs. Beliefs about your weight. Your complexion. Beliefs about race. God. Religion. Politics. Place in the bag all of the ideas and fears you have about death and loneliness. Put your mother in the bag. And all of your ideas and thoughts about her. Put your father in the bag. And all of your ideas and thoughts about him. In the bag, now place your sisters. Brothers. Grandparents. Husband or wife. Your lover. Your children. Your friends. Your school teachers. Your school friends. Anyone you have ever hurt. Anyone who has ever hurt you. Put them all in the bag. Put all of your complaints in the bag. Anything you have ever complained about. All your judgments in the bag. All those people and things you felt were good. Bad. Right. Wrong. Put all those judgments into the bag. Put your need to always be right in the bag. Now put all of your opinions in the bag. Opinions about what you have and have not accomplished. Opinions about failures. Opinions about your reputation. Opinions about things you're guilty of. Those things you are trying to do. Opinions about the laws you broke. The arguments you had. And all the agreements you did not keep. All the relationships you have left. All the relationships that left you. Put them all in the bag. All the opinions others have about you. All the opinions your parents had. About what they wanted you to be. What your friends want you to be. What your boss wants you to be. What your enemies think of you. Put them all in the bag. Now put your characteristics in the bag. Your habits. Your addictions. Your resistance. And just watch it all swirling and moving. All those things that are you. That define you. Put in the bag your need to be argumentative. Or revengeful. Or jealous. Your need to be alone. Your desire to not tell the truth. Your desire to not confront others. Put in the bag your refusal to let other people teach you. your reluctance to empower other people. In the bag, put all of your fears. Your need to justify what you are doing wrong. The reasons for why you are what you are. Put all of your current problems in the bag. All of those things about you, swirling in the bag in the purple misty light. Now look around and put anything you might have forgotten into the bag. Anything about you. Put it all in there. Make sure that everything that is you is in the bag. Now look at the bag from every angle. From the top. The sides. And the bottom. See, everything that is you is in the bag. All swirling around in the bag. With the purple light. It is not you. You are not in the bag. You are who is looking at the bag. You created everything in that bag to help you express yourself. You may keep or discard anything in the bag. It is your choice. In a moment, you are going to give the bag a big kick. You are going to send that bag into the universe, far away. Let it go. Ready? Now, when I count to three, give it a big kick. So hard that it goes flying far into the outer reaches of the universe. Ready? One, two, three. And watch it go farther and farther away. So far that it gets really, really small. Becoming a tiny, tiny speck in the distance. so small now that it is totally gone. Just gone. That's right. Gone. Let the awareness gained in this exercise impact upon your mind. In a moment, you will be coming back into full awareness of your surroundings. At that time, you will know who you are not. You are not those things in the bag that is now gone forever. You are who you choose to be, now and always. It is your choice. At the count of five, you will return to full awareness of your surroundings, grounded into your body. You will open your eyes only when you have fully integrated all the information you need from this exercise. And you will know that you have fully integrated the information when you open your eyes. One. 2, 3, 4, 5. Awaken and open your eyes.